This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
You know you should get your dog out for a nice walk at least once a day, but sometimes your recliner is much more compelling than your dog's wagging tail. But what if you had some motivation that benefited your waistline, your bond with your pup, and without you having to spend a penny, donated money to your favorite pet charity? What if you don't have a dog, but still would like to help? There's an app for that. My guest is Doug Hexter. He is the creator of Wolf Track and the app Walk for a Dog. He'll explain how a walk around the block can earn money for your local shelter or rescue. So get ready to tie on your walking shoes and support your passion of helping pets. We'll be right back after the short break.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Doug, when I first heard about Wolf Track and Walk a Dog, it's like I had never heard of anything like this. So I really appreciate you being on the show today.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me. We're looking forward to the opportunity to telling more folks about Wolf Tracks.
All right. So how did you come up with this idea?
Well, it started several years ago when we realized that, and I really realized that, there are millions of people every day that are walking their dogs, or should be walking their dogs, and there are tens of thousands of animal charities who are perpetually struggling to support their missions, which essentially provide the pets in our household these days. And there's got to be a way to sort of connect these two ecosystems, if you will. And so an app seemed to be the right way to do it, and the question was, would anyone care about it? Would anyone want to use it? And would anyone support it? And we mentioned the idea to a couple big shelters in the Northeast, and it took off from there. And today we have almost 9,000 animal shelters who are on our platform promoting the use of this free app.
So here you have Walk a Dog app. Are there any others like this? Because I don't think I've ever heard of another app that just uses something you're doing every day, just an activity that you'd be doing anyway, and putting it to good use.
Not specifically. There are a couple apps out there that promote runners and the chance to earn a donation for, let's say, a national charity. But there's no one doing what we're doing for the local charities and the thousands of local animal charities that are, you know, across the United States and Canada. So far, there really isn't anyone specifically doing what we're trying to do and promoting the chance for people to walk and the promoting the chance to people to earn a donation, as you very well said in the beginning of this interview, just for doing something they're already doing.
So I downloaded the Walk for a Dog app on my smartphone, looked at it going, wow, this is really very simple. But how does it work that you're keeping track of what I'm doing?
Oh, it's sure. It's very simple. I mean, it's all GPS based, since most people are walking their dogs outside. And so we know that after you've completed a walk, you simply start the walk. And then when you're saved, and we log each of those walks, every walk over a quarter of a mile counts. And it's the number of people actively walking for the shelter or rescue that you've selected that can impact the donations. These are all sponsored donations.
Okay. Sometimes I'm a bit of a spaz, so I'll be out on a walk and I'll try to track my own walks. And then I forget to turn it off, or you know, I stop and look at something, or I'll say I'm stopping to look at something, but I live in an area with a lot of hills, like, okay, I can't breathe anymore. It's time for me to stop and pretend I'm looking at the scenery. Does WolfTrack take these into account, that all of a sudden your dog wants to stop and sniff, or oops, you forgot to turn it off because you got home and your dog distracted you?
That's a great question. So it actually does. And we're in the middle of creating a new version that also helps in that regard as well. And we can talk about that a little bit later. But if you forget to turn it off, it will auto-end the walk for you. And in the new version, it'll just remind you to please save your walk to see if you've won anything for your shelter specifically on that walk. And if you're pausing and stuff like that, it'll auto-pause as well. And so it sort of keeps up or lets your dog sniff as much as they want.
So you mentioned, 900 rescues and shelters are part of WolfTrack?
9,000, actually.
9,000. Oh, my goodness. Excuse me.
Put another zero on that. Right. We get almost 50 a week coming to us asking to be added to the system. And we make sure that they're a registered nonprofit or a municipal shelter. And we will add them. And then people can walk for them. And oftentimes, the shelters or rescues ask to be added to the app because some of their supporters in their local community want to use our app and they want to walk for them.
I was impressed because I went on, I put in, you know, where I lived. It came up with a couple different shelters in the area going, oh, I like this. My local shelters know about WolfTrack. But if somebody is listening and they call their local shelter and say, gee, are you a part of this? I want to walk for you. What if they're not?
If they're not, it's a very simple process of going to our website and clicking on the Shelters and Rescues tab, and we have a very simple application form, and it only should take them a couple minutes to sign up. Because of the volume of nonprofits asking to be added to our platform, it can take several weeks for us to add them. So in the meantime, we would encourage somebody to maybe walk for another organization or a national assistance animal organization, which we also have on the platform, until their local charity is added.
Can you walk for a couple different groups? So you'd mentioned, you know, as we're waiting for your local shelter, you could walk for a national. But what if you say, boy, I'm really torn. You know, I came from such an area, or my mom lives in an area where she can't walk, but I'd like to walk for her shelter. Is there a way to kind of split your time?
You can actually change the shelter you're walking for with every walk, but you can't walk for a shelter at the same time. We've had people that say, well, I'm walking three dogs. Can they each walk for a different shelter at the same time? And that's actually a brilliant idea. Maybe it's something we'll consider down the road, but currently, no. We encourage folks to pick one, and then if you want to swap, that's fantastic. One of the other ways, though, that you can magnify your impact, and we can maybe talk about this a little bit later, is our challenges. So you can still walk for whichever shelter you support, but the challenges also help you potentially win money for another organization as well.
Okay, so much we need to talk about. Does it cost anything for the shelter or the rescue to be a part of WolfTrack?
No, not at all. It's absolutely free. And, you know, we ask them to sign up, to give us some information, electronic payment information, and to keep their data fresh with us because, you know, people change and stuff like that at the organization. But there is no cost currently.
And this app, I know that I have an Android system and it was really easy to do it. So is it for Android and iOS?
It's for both Android and iPhone. Yes, absolutely. Any other new platforms that come along in the future. So yes, we want to make it as widely available as possible.
One of the things I was doing as I was downloading this and looking at the reviews, there was just stellar reviews. Lots of people really enjoyed it, thought it was great. You know, they're getting something for their shelter just from doing what they were going to be doing anyway, walking their dog, getting out there. Some said, oh, there's a couple little bugs here. You know, it shows that I'm walking my dog and I'm walking through the middle of a lake. You'd mentioned that you have a new app update. What were some of the bugs that you had to work out of it? What's new and improved?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Many, many things. It's a brand new refresh on the design. We have added leaderboards so you can actually see the names of the folks walking for the organization you've chosen, just their first name and the name of their dog, and levels and points. So you can actually do some friendly competition with people you may know or may not know walking not only for the shelter you've chosen, but also for the general WolfTrax community. And as far as tracking and stuff like that, which is critical for this, we have a brand new tracking system in there that greatly increases the accuracy and the reliability. And with the new app, you'll be able to actually see your progress in real time on a Google map, which is sort of fun. So if you want to scroll around and see where the nearest Starbucks might be, which are dog friendly in so many cities or something like that, and go by and get a cup of coffee on your walk, you can do that at the same time.
Very good. And can I listen to music? That's very important.
You can listen to music. You can take videos. You can take pictures. There's, call friends. Absolutely.
Oh, sounds awesome. Yes, I do need to get it. I just downloaded it yesterday. So the weather is great for me today. I am going to get out there. One of the things about WoofTrack that you have mentioned in your information online is that it supports the health at both ends of the leash. What do you mean by that?
Well, that's something that we really try to strongly promote, and we'll be doing more with the new app as well, is that because you're walking your dog, and we encourage folks to always use a leash where, you know, when necessary and appropriate and for safety and everything like that, the pet parent themselves are also getting exercise. So people are walking their dogs because their dog needs the exercise. It helps them with behavior in the house. But we've also heard from many pet parents who've come to us with questions about the app or something like that, and they've told us that their physician has told them to use the app because they need to lose weight, or it's good to get out and walk, et cetera. And this is not a program that, you know, we're actively marketing, but obviously the word has gotten out about what we're doing. And so not only do occasionally we hear about veterinarians promoting the app in the sense for the health of their dog or maybe weight management, but we also see that for the humans. So it's health at both ends of the leash.
That is one of the hardest things, because so many of my patients, dogs and cats, are a bit on the pudgy side, shall we say. And so many of the owners that are sitting there are on the pudgy side. So I will try not to disrespect them, but really focus on the pet, saying, by the way, your pet's overweight, you know, you can get out there, walk your dog. And it's just been so gratifying when people come back going, oh, look at this, your dog has lost weight. You know, I'll come into the room and I'll do a happy dance that this pet has gotten slimmer and back to a healthier weight. And the people are saying, yeah. And I lost weight too. So it is just this win-win all the way around. Love that WoofTrack is, you know, aware of this. People also, you know, all these Fitbits and all these other exercise tracking devices that people have. Does WoofTrack integrate with those systems?
Not currently, but that's a fantastic question. We get people asking to have that happen all the time because some folks may not want to carry their phone and stuff like that. So that's actually a feature that we are looking to add, hopefully sometime later this year, early next year, where we can have an iWatch version or Fitbit version. But it's not something we currently do.
Well, sometimes the weather isn't always perfect, either a little too cold, a little too hot, or you got home from work and it's like, you know, I would love you to take you for a walk, but I just can't do it. Okay, I got my little treadmill over there. I could get on my treadmill maybe. Oh, would that work for WoofTrack?
It does in our current iOS version, but not in the new one because unfortunately some technical things. And also the reality is that we are, at least currently, still trying to encourage the simple act of taking your dog outside. Now, we are fully aware that Northeast in January, Southwest in the middle of August, that can be sometimes a brutal experience in the cold or the heat. And so we're hoping, you know, so which is why we are not a mileage app. Now, we certainly encourage folks to walk as far as they're able and as far as they want to for weight loss and other things, as you mentioned about the pets who come to see you as patients in your practice. But any walk over a quarter of a mile counts. So that we do see actually that people are walking much longer times in the summer and in the spring and the fall than they may be in the winter when it's 5 degrees outside and they're just going to go very quick distance so the dog gets their minimum walking.
All right. But what if somebody says, you know, I'm listening to the show right now because I love pets. I'm right now in between having a pet myself or I have a cat. Or I don't have a dog, but boy, this sounds awesome. I walk every day. Can they still help out a rescue?
Absolutely. If you're currently between dogs, can't have one for whatever reason, we encourage pet parents to actually enter their own dream dog into the app, maybe a dog from their childhood. Or when you install the app, we have a Walk with Cassie option, My Dog, where it sort of represents shelter dogs everywhere. And we have people walking cats. We have about 150 cat rescues on the app. They ask to be added. We support pets. When we send, if a shelter has a winning donation and we're able to send funds to them, we don't tell them that those funds are only for to take care of the dogs or for whatever they need them to be for. So, you know, we support, you know, any household pet.
And you said you have to walk a quarter of a mile. All right, that's not that far. But how often do I have to walk? I mean, sometimes work gets crazy and maybe you can only get out there a couple times a week. Will that still work?
Absolutely. I mean, we want people to walk as often as they can and to remember to use the app, you know, whenever time they take their dogs out. But we, an active walker on the app is somebody that uses the app currently just once a week. So it's a very low threshold. We certainly want people to do more. And with the new app, with challenges and winning walks, you have the chance of winning a larger donation for your shelter. You know, you never know when you will actually get a winning walk. So we try to encourage people to use the app every time they get outside. But once a week, a couple of times a week, absolutely.
Well, I'm chatting right now with Doug Hexter. He is the creator of Wolf Track and the app Walk for a Dog. And of course, why are we doing this? Because it's for health, it's for our pets, and yes, to earn money for our rescues and shelters. So speaking of earning money, we're going to stop for a moment, listening to one of our commercial advertisers, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Has your pet ever suffered from digestive issues, anxiety, or joint pain? We want to address these issues and more with high-grade CBD oil from Alpha, made specifically for your furry friends. Using Alaskan salmon oil as a carrier, Alpha Pet's 500 CBD oil is lab-tested for quality, consistency, and safety. Plus, we are giving Pet Life Radio listeners 25% off and free shipping with code PL25 for a limited time. So visit myalphacbd.com/dogs now. That's myalphacbd.com/dogs. Because your furry friends are family.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio. The doctor is in. And we'll see you now.
Doug, when you were talking about, you know, walking and the exercise capabilities, you know, the benefits of it is just fabulous. But then I keep hearing we're earning money for our rescues, but it doesn't cost me anything to be part of this app. So how does Wolf Track and Walk for a Dog earn money, get money for your shelters? How does that work?
That's a terrific question. We're in the business of connecting the pet products market and the pet products industry, pet brands, veterinarians, and the vet industry with the millions of pet parents in the United States and in Canada. So these are sponsored donations. Sponsors work with us to be able to provide relevant and timely information to the pet parents while they're walking or after they're walking. It's these sponsored and advertised engagements that we have that allows us to do what we do. And we're doing that specifically now, especially with the launch of the new app, with winning walks, where you could just be taking one of the walks that you do once a week, twice a week, three times a week with Wolf Tracks, and then you may get an email or a push notification from us that says, hey, you just won $25 or $500 for your shelter, sponsored by one of our terrific sponsors.
You have no idea if it might be you. You're just out there, you're walking, and then lo and behold, this great reward that you get. That is amazing. I was looking at some of the sponsors that you had on the list, and some of these are really big players. So there's insurance companies, pharmaceuticals, food companies, pet food companies. It's impressive who you have on your list.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And for many, in many cases, a lot of them have come to us saying, because they've heard about us through because of press podcasts and conversations like we're having right now. And they say, well, gee, I'd love to, you know, reach out to this audience, support this cause marketing that Wolf Tracks is doing and get behind that. And many of these organizations, like you mentioned, are already promoting and supporting shelters and rescues, but they don't get as much credit as they should be for this. So we also help to sort of magnify and shine a brighter light on what these terrific pet brands are already doing in the marketplace.
So the money that the sponsors are giving you for advertising who they are and the good that they're doing, how is this money distributed to the shelters? So maybe you have a small shelter in Arizona and they have three people walking for them versus there where you are back east, you know, some of the shelters, they've been at this for a while and they have maybe hundreds of people walking for them. How is the money distributed?
That's also a terrific question. So we do it based A couple different ways. One is the chance of winning a walk, because you should be walking your dog anyway, and there's other benefits, health and fitness, such as we discussed. And we also allocate funds once or twice a year based on the number of active walkers, so people just walking once a week. So as you mentioned, a smaller organization may get fewer funds, and then a larger organization that may have several hundred people actively walking for them every week will get a larger portion of our donation pool.
So typically a shelter could expect to get money from Wolf Track a couple times a year, possibly.
Right, once or twice a year. And we do have a minimum threshold of 5 or 10 active walkers, depending on where the organization is listed. So we try to be as upfront about that as possible. And oftentimes we have organizations who reach out to us and say, well, gee, you know, we would like to see if we can reach out to our community, engage more walkers so that we can increase not only the chance of earning donations from WIF Tracks, but also just increasing their reach into the community. We also see that people will walk for an organization they may not have heard of when they download the app, and maybe that's where they adopt their next animal from.
That's a great idea. You were talking about winning walks. So that is just kind of a lottery system. You have no idea. You're out there, you're using your Walk-A-Dog app, you're having a good time, and then lo and behold, you get this notification from Wolf Track that, woohoo, winner, 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 you're going to get some money for your shelter. And the check is made out to the shelter, not to you, I presume.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So Wolf Tracks will be making a donation, a sponsored donation, you know, depending on who's behind that sponsor. In fact, we are working, well, with several sponsors all the time. One, which is a treat company based in Georgia called Farmhounds, is one of our current sponsors this month. And so we picked a winning walk just the other week. We're going to have a couple more coming up this week, and we post about them on Facebook. We often email the user and we'll say, hey, you just, you know, won. Oftentimes they send us a picture of their dog. And so we'll post that along with the fact that they just won a donation. And obviously sometimes they'll win some treats from our sponsor as well.
Pretty good. And then you were also talking about challenges. How do these challenges work with Wolf Track?
Now, that's a terrific question. So challenges are another way to engage. We were just finishing up a big challenge with WAG, with the chance of winning a $2,500 donation for your shelter.
Wow.
And a bunch of smaller donations. And so challenges are a way to really up the game. It helps the sponsors and the advertisers reach our audience in a more interesting way. You actually go to the challenge tab of the app. You can join the challenge from there. And then you'll get some instructions about what we want you to do to complete the challenge. Maybe it's walking a certain number of times in the challenge period and things like that. And it's a great way for sponsors to get some of their information out to these pet parents. And it's a great way for the pet parents to potentially win a lot larger shelter donation prize. And so we find people who join the challenge tend to walk more, they walk more often, they're much more engaged with the app, and we'll be actually doing some weight loss challenges coming up very soon in the next month or two, sponsored with some local veterinarians.
I like the idea, very much so. And you don't have to have a bucket of cold ice thrown over your head or your dog's head either.
Exactly, exactly. We're going to be asking some folks to come in if they want, totally optional to their vet. Maybe the veterinarian can recommend an ideal weekly walking goal, which our new app actually also supports, where you can actually say, hey, based on the age or breed of the dog I have, my vet recommends I should be walking 3 or 4 miles a week. And then, you know, we can help remind you to keep that goal. And at the end of that challenge, if you come in, maybe your dog's lost some weight, or at least maintained a healthy weight, and the vets can help promote what that healthy weight should be.
And I think it's awesome. You know, so many times you and I hear about maybe some type of exercise challenge, and, you know, all your buds are going to the gym, so you're going to go too, and you're going to get on the treadmill, and you're going to walk for 5 miles. And it's like, you know, after a mile, you think you're going to die, but so you're just going to keep going. It's like, this may not be the best for all dogs. So yes, I love the idea. You know, go to your veterinarian, see what's going to be an appropriate amount of exercise for your pet. Because if it is really markedly overweight, you're going to have to start slowly, little by little, to get those paws moving again so your pet can safely and effectively lose weight. Because if it comes back after a walk and the two of you are just so tired and maybe the following day just so sore, it's like, gee, let's go for a walk. Nah, That hurt too much. I'm not going to do that.
No, and that's very well said. And that's another reason we really are not, you know, promoting miles on sort of a and linking that into our donation model, because we don't want, you know, either the human or their dog to be overwalked, because that's going to be just as bad as having not enough exercise. And not only can it just be the age or the breed of the dog, but it can be their specific health conditions that are going to affect, exactly like you said, gee, how far should I be walking this dog every week, you know, to meet the goals, which can also be augmented by the proper diet. So that's why this new challenge of working with the local veterinarians in specific markets, and then hopefully growing that program where they can help engage with their current clients and maybe potential future clients for the health of their pet and promoting local rescues in their area.
So beyond the chance to earn support for local animal charity, what are some of the other benefits for a pet parent of using WolfTrack?
It's health and fitness. It's bonding time with their animal. We talk to many shelters and rescues who promote the app because they're trying to reduce returns. You know, they may adopt an animal, leave them in their house all day, they come back and their couch has been eaten, you know, and the first thing the shelter, the rescue staff may ask is, well, how often are you walking their dog? And they're saying, well, I'm not, I'm just throwing them out in the backyard. So the animal's bored, new environment and things like that. So for pet parents to bond with their new pet or an existing pet and to create a healthy emotional relationship with their animal is really something that we're also trying to promote with WolfTrack.
Doug Hexter, I so believe in that, because I think it's almost like having that preschool child. The preschool child, you've taken them to the park and they've run around and they've gotten their yah-yahs out. They get home, it's like, they're such a calmer child. So same thing with your dog. If your dog has a chance to get out there, stretch its paws, has some time with you, you get to learn its personality. It's just a really good time for the two of you. And then when that pet gets home, it's like, I can do this. I don't have to destroy things. I can relax. I can sit there and get a little loving from my owner. That's a good way to do it.
Exactly. Well said. And we really want to, that's one of the core original reasons we created this app. We want people know that they should be walking their dog. And there's so many reasons and impediments in daily life that can cut that short. But if we can add just one additional reason, just even just the tracking of it, we get so many people who post or email to us on either on a social media or send us emails saying, hey, I've just hit 1,000 miles on WolfTrack, or I just hit 2,000 miles on WolfTrack. You know, I've been using it for 3 years and I've been walking every day. You know, it's their personal kind of, okay, I don't really want, because I want that sort of electronic feedback, you know, and that's only helping the animal and themselves as well.
Now, one of the things some of the charities in my area have done have had these walkathons, and they'll do walkathons through Disneyland, or they'll do it through the local harbors that we have here. And it's just so many people get out there and do that. But sometimes, boy, I'd like to be part of a walkathon, but it doesn't fit in with my schedule. Are there ways for animal charities to use WolfTrack for like a virtual walkathon?
Terrific question. And absolutely. We've had several, many actually approach us, and we are actually spinning up some test programs this spring with several in New England, including a major one in Connecticut just starting next month, where it gives animal charities an extension and a reach beyond getting folks to show up at a park on a Saturday. And as we probably all know, it's especially difficult to wrangle millennials to do anything on a particular day on their, you know, on your schedule. And so we
But they do love their pets.
They love their pets in a big way. So with this virtual walkathon, it's, hey, walk 20 times in this month, and you, through a sponsor, you can earn rewards for sneakers or pet food or whatever it may be. And this sponsor is happy to write a check for that exposure to that local animal charity organization. And oftentimes that sponsor locally is going to get a lot more exposure than they would if they had a booth at a fair in a park on a Saturday, which is, you know, weather dependent and all of those kind of things. And it's much easier for them to say, it doesn't matter when you walk, you don't have to show up at the same time. So that's actually a program that we're testing coming this spring, as I said, late this spring, and we'll be rolling out to more and more animal shelters in the fall.
Sounds great. I love it because, yes, so many times I'm at the office and I'd love to get involved in such a particular function, but it's like, nope, I'm at the office and can't get away. So perfect. I love that. We'll definitely have to keep going back to WolfTrack and see what virtuals are out there for me to get involved with. One of the things that I was very impressed, you know, yes, what you're doing is wonderful, but sometimes to be recognized for doing something so out of the box, so different, so innovative, really shows where your heart is. And please tell us about the award that WoofTrack received, a very prestigious award from the Peace Jam Foundation. What was that all about?
Oh, that's thank you for asking about that. That was in 2015, and Peace Jam, which is a nonprofit foundation with a Billion Acts of Peace campaign, as I believe based in Denver, Colorado, is on a 10-year mission to get a billion acts of peace logged on their website. And it's actually promoted globally by 14 Nobel Peace Prize laureates. So we were awarded...
Pretty impressive, Doug.
Yeah, it was sort of cool. And I actually hadn't heard about them. And they reached out to us and chose us as the best community act in the sense that we're supporting local communities in 2015. And actually, they brought us to Monte Carlo. And we were presented an award there by the Nobel Peace Prize laureate from 1980. So in addition to about another seven other global nonprofits. So it was, we're not a nonprofit. So there's a mix of for-profit nonprofits winning these awards. We're a for-profit with a social mission. But it was a fantastic honor to receive that and get acknowledgement for what we're trying to do.
Well, congratulations. It sounds like it was very well deserved.
Thank you.
So, Doug, as we're wrapping this all up, if there is one thing that you want pet lovers to remember about WoofTrack and Walk a Dog, what would it be?
You should be walking your dog anyway. You should be walking anyway. We don't, so we encourage you to do that. And if you want to help make a bigger impact, you know, is frankly spread the word about what we're doing. Just going to wooftracks.com, T-R-A-X.com, and share the app with your friends and family and get out there and walk. And if you have a dog with you, that's wonderful. But if you're walking your kid, that's great too. If you're just walking by yourself or with friends, that's fantastic as well. But, you know, we just encourage the simple act of just walking a quarter mile or more every day as you can is so, I think, impactful both for us personally and for our greater community.
Well, Doug, I think it's fabulous. You don't need anything special to go for a walk. You don't even need to have a dog. You can use your dog, Cassie. I love that. And I will be walking Cassie later today myself. So my guest has been Doug Hexter, the creator of WoofTrack and the app Walk a Dog. So get those shoes out, tie them on, get that leash, get your pet out for a walk, and please come back again next week so you can listen to us on The Pet Doctor, finding ways to make you the best possible pet owner. Thanks for listening.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life because they're a member of the family. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.